More than 30 local officers took part in the special active shooter training held in a vacant building at the fair, arranged by Erie County Sheriff Timothy Howard. He says normally officers have to travel to the Utica area for the two-day course.
This is not just about school shootings. This is training for any active shooter. Since Columbine, the training protocols for this has changed quite a bit.
Now, instead of waiting for supervisors, Howard says the first officers on the scene are being taught how to minimize damage caused by an active shooter. Several rooms were used to stage hostage situations, and the DHS also provided the officers with simmunition.
So ideally, if the students do exactly what they were trained to do, they will not be struck by these projectiles. But if, in fact, they don't use the proper training, proper use of cover, etc., they will be struck with these hard rubber projectiles, and they do hurt.
Among those going through the course, Hamburg Police Lieutenant Pete Dinez, who said the training is crucial.
To be able to see this prior to the event actually happening, and that's the first time you're exposed to something like this, it gives the officer the confidence and the know-how how to react to these certain situations and how to deal with an active shooter.
State troopers, New York Parks Police, and Orchard Park Police also took part. Sheriff Howard says within the next few weeks, all deputies on the day shift will receive the live fire training. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.